The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chum Chat. Today, I'm your host, co-host, Johan Gomez, here along with my other co-host, Tanner Tespin. We don't have the trio today, but it's just the duo, which has been a chunk of our episodes have just been me and Tanner, which is fine. But today, we're gonna be recapping a little bit of the week that has just gone. By today, just for reference, is the 23rd of November. So just so you guys don't think that we're missing out any information, if something comes out after we recorded this and before we post it, just know that, you know, we couldn't obviously go back and talk about that. But so just some things we're going to be talking about today is what happened my game this week, Tan's game this week, some of our alumni, obviously the Dos Acero, and we're going to talk about a tweet that we tweeted recently that got some attention. And but yeah, before we get into it, man, we want to thank our sponsor, BET Online. Head to your mobile desktop, go to betonline.org, get your 50% off welcome bonus with code BLEAV, believe. And yeah, 50% welcome bonus on us, man. So before we get into it, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you're following along just without the visuals, that's fine. Later on, we're going to get into a playoff bracket, which will be here on YouTube that you guys can check out. But you can always tag along in Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So let's recap the week. Me, didn't have a game this week. We're going to play the first place team. They're favorites to get promoted to the second Bundesliga. Amazing team. It's a local rivalry. 13 cases of COVID. That's crazy. So we couldn't play. Wild. My head coach actually has COVID right now. So I don't know how it is in Italy right now. We're just struggling bare with COVID, especially in Eastern Germany. A lot of unvaccinated people, but I think they're about to make vaccinations mandatory. I don't know how it is in Italy, but your game also. Got the dub versus Genoa, or who was it against?
Bologna. Yeah,
talk about
huge
that
dub
bit
on the weekend, bro. Yeah, I mean, we came off a high before the international break, beating Roma. So that was like, we were all buzzing. And then a lot of our players did well in international break. So we still had that buzz coming back from international break. And then, yeah, away at Bologna, it's a really good team. They always finish in a good position in Serie A. So we're coming to the game, you know, away, knowing that we're going to have to put a good shift in, and the boys came through. I got on the last 30 minutes. I did all right. I did good, I guess. Like you said, I had a chance to score, but I fluffed the first one, so we're not going to talk about it. And the second one, the keeper made a decent save, so can't be mad.
I saw one in the highlights. I saw the one where it was like, it was a through ball. You got a foot on it. It was a bit of a weird angle. It was going to be difficult to score. You got a decent shot. Decent save.
Yeah.
I don't know about the first
one. Yeah, no, the first one I just fluffed it. No, we're not going to talk about it. But the second one, yeah.
Was it clear?
No. It wasn't clear. I just didn't take a good touch. And then my shot was just more like a cross. Like, it wasn't very good. But if I would have been like, I don't know, more composed, I would have scored for sure. I know I would have. So, but we still got the
dub. At least
so
you're getting in those positions. You're winning. Yeah, bro. I mean, can't complain too much.
Yeah, so we were lit, man.
Yeah, that's lit, man. But let's get into someone that unfortunately didn't win this weekend. Shout out my brother. Jogo loses a heartbreaker. USL Championship. I don't know if you saw that. It was all over the news. I know Slice of Soccer posted about it. They were
Yeah,
up
I saw it.
2-0, 80th minute, 2-2, 3-2 loss in overtime. It's extremely tough for my brother. Last game for Lucidity. And not only that, bro, when they subbed him out 87 minute, they were up 2-1. So he texted me, he's like, bro, I thought I had one more game left, the final at home. Which is crazy, but obviously end of Lucidity career now. Looking forward to Spain, but that is tough. We'll pop up a clip right there of that heartbreaker tying the game, literally last play of the game, last kick in the game. But yeah, let's get into the U.S. Los Aceros against Mexico. Big deal. My dad was there. I'm gonna pop up some clips
Oh,
there.
for real.
Yeah, he was there with my agent. So my dad's living the life. So. The week before that game, he was here with me, Champions League, Leipzig versus PSG, gets home, gets to go to the Cincinnati to the US Mexico game. So he's living the life right now. But
Okay.
I didn't watch the game. Obviously, I don't
Okay.
think you did either because it's late for us, right?
I watched the game.
You watched the
I
game?
watched the game.
You stayed
Yeah, of
up?
course I watched the game. It's
Okay.
my boys, you know, but man, what a game. I can't believe you didn't watch it. I mean, how are you feeling? I know you're kind of indifferent with the US and Mexico.
I mean, yeah, like you said, I'm a fan of both, but to me it was just like, to be honest, I kind of expected the result, if that makes sense. Like people think it's weird. Like obviously it's a new generation of US talent, but if you look back at the results of past World Cup qualifying, even with like the older generations, US has always either tied or won in the US. So it's not like that big of a deal, I don't think. But I think for the young guys to come in and come through like that, it was obviously a big deal. And I heard the crowd was pretty decent. That's what my dad said, but I don't know.
Yeah, they look lit, but it's like the first time in like 70 years that one or the other have won three in a row. So it's pretty crazy. Like,
Okay,
I know they've been, yeah, I know it's been like whatever, but I mean, it's pretty crazy. And I'm lit for the boys and the squad because, you know, obviously I'm full US and I have dislikes towards Mexico, but I don't know. Maybe you're feeling a little different. So.
No, I mean, I'm happy for the guys that I know that were there, but at the same time, I think it's gonna be interesting because there's a lot of the media in Mexico now are like making a big deal out of it. Has the U.S. passed Mexico, all this stuff, and now you have legends like talking about, oh, they need to bring young guys in, get the old guys out. Because if you look at it, bro, it's crazy. U.S. is pure young guys, and Mexico is pure old guys. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. And Jesus got in, right? And he almost scored.
Jesus got an assist, I guess you could say, on the Wesson goal. But Jesus got in on both games, actually. So good. I'm happy for him. Obviously Pepe started both games, so our boy's repping out well.
Yeah, I mean, definitely goes to show that the talent's there, and we played with those guys, so I mean, we're not too far behind either. You know what I mean? But okay, so some of y'all may have seen we tweeted out a tweet. Boom, pop it up right there. Tanner, to quote that Tanner said from last episode. If you guys didn't watch the episode, it can be taken out of context because obviously Tanner didn't mean it in a bad way. And honestly, we were all talking about it, so it wasn't just Tan. Judd was here also, but we referenced MLS. Their attendance and how the fans might not be as engaged, depending on certain fan bases. Obviously, we didn't want to clump everyone together. That's why I said most. I don't know if you guys caught that. I said most MLS fan bases because some fan bases are extremely invested in their teams. But it's went on to say that 50% of people don't really care about the result and stuff like that. It got some negative feedback. It got some positive feedback. But Tanner, what did you think? Because you were getting tagged and everything. Because we tagged you in that. So obviously, you're getting tagged in all the responses. What kind of responses do you think like made you laugh or were you like, nah, I didn't mean it like that? Like, what was it like?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people reading it, you know, didn't understand where I was coming from in a sense of even if you look at the difference of like NFL and MLS, like the people that go to those games are majority of them are like diehard fans, you know, that they grew up, that was like what their family preached, everything. And same in Serie A and Bundesliga and these different leagues. I mean, it's just a difference of like how much it means to the fans. I'm not saying our fans, particularly at FC Dallas, our fans are great. And especially if they've grown over the last 5, 10 years massively. I remember you used to go on the games when we were in the academy, and it was like, when we went, that was the only time we heard chants. And then now it's totally different. You know, we have a whole different type of support group, and ours is growing every year a ton. So I just think it's different when you talk about like a regular fan, not one that is a diehard. I think there's more regular fans in MLS than there is anywhere else in Europe in soccer. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was getting at. And that's the thing too, is MLS is growing so much that, I mean, it's soon to take over some of these countries in Europe. They have a pretty decent fan following in football. So, but no harsh feelings. It's all love.
Yeah, I agree. But I think a lot of people were saying that the MLS is young, so maybe that's why. And I agree, the MLS is young compared to these other leagues. Yeah. But at the same time, you don't want to be saying like 50 years from now, 25 years from now, oh, the MLS is still young. Like, you want to make sure that each year is going and growing, like you said, and there's more passionate fans and you get your kids into it and stuff like that because you're the next generation. You know what I mean? Like in exactly. England, you have 15-year-old kids who are like diehards, you know? And I don't think we exactly. have that yet. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of time and stuff like that. But transitioning in from the MLS attendance and the fans to the MLS playoffs, man, we're a little bit late. We lost, I think, 2 games are today. So we can talk about those games, but I think 4 games have already been played. We're going to take a look at the bracket here. I'm pulling it up right now, but we're going to go over our favorites. We're going to do a chum chat playoff bracket. We'll post it on socials, see if we get it right, if we're accurate. But just straight off rip, who's your favorite to win the whole thing, Tim?
For me, my favorite, kind of my, I guess you could say underdog, not really underdog, for me is Nashville. For me, they keep so many clean sheets. Their defense is so strong. They have special players like Mukhtar up top who can cause problems and do different things. And I know when I played them, my 3 times playing them, it was a difficult game every time, home or away. So I think on the road, they're a good team. At home, they're an amazing team. So they might not have any home games since they finished 3rd in the East. But, man, I think they're a really solid team. And for me, they're like my underdog. I don't know. What are you thinking?
That's a good shout. I did see that they have a really good defense. Obviously, shout out our boy Walker Zimmerman leading the back line there. That's a defender. That's a defender of the year from last year, but obviously he's always solid. But for me, it's hard to count out those guys in the West, man. I mean, obviously Rapids had a great season, but we'll get a little bit more into that matchup later. But, you know, we have the SKCs, the Portlands, the Seattles. I mean, those guys are playoff veterans, man. And I know people don't want to hear it. They don't want to say, oh, Seattle in the final again, Portland in the final again. But, I mean, come on, man. There's a reason they're there. They have the veterans, they have the experience, and it's hard to beat that. So, but New England is saucy with it. You know, Tajon Buchanan, Carlos Gil, Gustavo Bow, all these guys, man. I mean, and your boy Kessler also, right? From 23.
Yeah, and Henry Kessler. Yes,
so,
sir.
I mean, they got there's a reason they're the number one team in the East, but a lot of people do say that the West is better. I don't know what you think about that.
No, 100%. I think the Western Conference is better. I mean, you can look over the past years, just the points difference in each group. I mean, you say what you will about it, but I think if you talk to any players in the Western Conference, they'll say the same thing. But New England, I mean, they set the all points record this year. So, I mean, they could be doing it big, but I just haven't heard of a team that wins the Supporters Shield and the MLS Cup. So it's very tough to do because postseason is a whole new season, so nothing matters. Obviously they will have the home field advantage all the way if they make it to the final. So that's a huge advantage. But for me, like you said, I think if Portland beats Colorado, Seattle beats RSL tonight, I think Seattle's going to go to the final because they'll have that home field advantage. And I just don't think they're going to lose at home with the fan support and the atmosphere there and how well they play at home. So for me, depending on how Colorado does and Seattle does, in these next few games, I think Seattle could go all the way to the final. And then for me, it's the same thing as last year. It's if New England's on the at home and Seattle's away, maybe it's a different story like last year with Columbus. But man, if Seattle's playing at home, I just think they're tough to beat. So I think I agree with you. If Seattle and Portland are in it, those are 2 championship teams every year. So
I agree. Before we get into exactly the matchups and what we think about each matchup, I just want to remind you guys again to make sure to like, share, and subscribe if you guys are enjoying the content. Yeah, as you can see, we're better prepared now. Shout out Third Degree, giving us some invaluable advice that we have definitely taken to heart. Shout out Anthony for editing these videos now. We're forming our little team, the Chum Chat team. So As you know, we're getting a little bit better. But also, I want to reference me, Tan, and Judd. I've talked about a Judson betting segment that I think ties in perfectly with our sponsor, BT Online. Each week, Judson is going to give us his top bets of the week, and we're going to make sure that we get some of his MLS bets over the course of these playoffs so that you guys can go put your bets in and hopefully win some money. But yeah, let's get into the first matchup right here. The Colorado-Portland. It's special. I mean, our guy Cole Bassett out in Colorado right now. They got the home field advantage. But how much home field advantage do you think they're going to get? Colorado isn't known to have the best fans. Do you think they're going to come out and come clutch? Or what are you thinking? Portland's also very seasoned in the playoffs, so I don't know.
Yeah, Portland is very seasoned in the playoffs, especially since last year, how they went out against us. It was actually a year ago today, so shout out FC Dallas for that unreal night. But I think they're going to come with a lot of fire. They definitely want to make it past the second round and do well for the club. However, I do think, depending on the weather in Colorado, it could be advantage to Colorado. I don't know what the weather's like there now, but the atmosphere there, how high in the mountains you are up, the oxygen True. Levels, it could be a big advantage to Colorado. I know it's tough playing their way, so that could be it's going to be a tough match for Portland. But I mean, Colorado's been on a high this year. I know they finished first in the conference, but I mean, they're right there with Portland and SKC. So it just came down to decision day. They could have finished third. They could have finished fourth. So it's going to be a close one, honestly.
I agree. Let's make our pick. I personally think Portland will come through with the win. I don't know about what you think.
You think Portland?
If we disagree, we'll rock paper scissors and then we'll see who gets through for it.
No, I'll go with Portland because my boy Eric Williamson up there recovering. I hope they do well, so I'll go with Portland.
Portland, all right. Portland in the conference finals. Now, this is we're gonna have to do two picks here because Seattle, like you said, plays tonight. So, like we said, tonight the 23rd at home versus RSL. And then the winner plays SKC. So you think Seattle's coming through with that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You think so? I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. RSL is a tough team to beat. Obviously, they have a great defense and, Ochoa in the back there. And stuff like that. But obviously, it's going to be tough to win in that environment in Seattle. So, yeah, I think Seattle versus SKC. What are you thinking, though? And I did peep that Seattle would get a home field advantage. I think if SKC got home field advantage, it'd be something different. But you think Seattle gets through there as well?
I think that'll be a decent game. But the thing with SKC playing in Seattle, the past, like, 3 or 4 years, they haven't lost away in Seattle. Even the year that they didn't make playoffs, they finished last. I think it was about 3 years ago. They went to Seattle twice, and this is when Seattle won the whole league, like the MLS Cup. They went to Seattle twice and beat them twice away. So they haven't lost away in Seattle in a long time. But I think that streak ends in the next match. So I think Seattle takes it and goes to the conference final.
Are you sure about that?
I agree. Seattle, they have done an amazing job with their DPs. I mean, no shade to FC Dallas, but I think they can definitely learn from that. We have Joao Pedro in the midfield, Rui Diaz, Lodeiro, all these guys that are true, true difference makers. If you look at these teams, a lot of them have true difference makers as their DPs. So that's definitely something that FC Dallas can take. And not even only FC Dallas, but a lot of the lower teams in the table can learn from as well. So I think for our Western Conference final, we have Portland-Seattle.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, and before we move on to the East, who is our Western candidate for the MLS Cup out of Portland, Seattle? I feel like we've had this matchup so much. Cascadia Cup matchup, true rivalry. It's going to be packed, but Seattle gets home field advantage. What are you thinking?
That's such a big rivalry. I mean, it's two teams that are always at the top, always playing against each other. Man, for me, I want to go with Seattle, but I think Portland takes the win there. I think away at Seattle, I feel like for them, it's just both stadiums and the atmospheres are very similar. Turf fields, rainy, cold atmospheres. I think it's not that big of a difference playing home or away for Portland and Seattle when they play each other. So I'd have to go with Portland on the win there. Just we need an upset somewhere, and I guess that's the biggest upset we can get in this conference.
I think so too. I think so too.
I think Portland takes it.
Yeah, I was looking at this earlier. I really like Portland's chances. Hopefully they don't disappoint me against Colorado. But like we said, I mean, they're always there, man. They have the seasoned veterans there. You know, they have the fans. Like you said, it's not too big of a difference. Surely they're going to have tons of fans in Seattle. But what I do want to see, if any Seattle or Portland fans, or Seattle fans are watching this, if Seattle plays Portland in the conference finals, I want to see a nice TIFO, because I know that they have it. They can do that. So I want to see that. Yeah. Now let's move on to the East. Conference semis. New York City pulling through versus Atlanta 2-0. Not too bad. Not too bad. Now they got a tough test versus New England. Like I said, Tayshaun Buchanan off to Club Rouge after they win MLS Cup or lose, whatever it may be, whatever comes first. And Carlos Gil, he's up for MVP. The MVP hasn't been decided yet. But but obviously they have a lot of talent there. So what are you thinking there?
I mean, come on, you got to go in New England. New York City is a strong team. They always finish well. Maybe there could be an upset, but you know, I got to go with my boy Matt Turner, goalkeeper of the year. Tejan showing out well. Henry Kessler, you know, those are my guys. I don't have too many guys in New York City. Just Justin Hack, I guess. But
shout out Justin.
I think I got to go New England. They've had such a strong year. It'd be such a shame to see him go out in their first game. So I'm going with them.
I'm going with them also. But now, before we move on to the Philly game, because we need a tonight, Nashville, Orlando. Now, you said Nashville is your dark horse. I do agree with that. But my dark horse, and I want to say this, I'll agree with you for Nashville. But my dark horse, I want to put this out there, and we'll see tonight. Maybe they get slaughtered tonight, is Orlando. Big DK, big Benji Michelle, two Chum Chat alumni, and let's not forget about Big Poppy, the former FC Dallas coach who has a history of getting to the playoffs and doing well. He dragged Orlando by the ears, took him to playoffs, and DK is in a run of form right now that, you know, cannot be understated. So even though Walker Zimmerman, our boy, that's the matchup right there, two Chum Chat alumni who's going to come out on top, I guess we got to see tonight. But my personal pick is Orlando. You're saying Nashville. For the sake of just having the higher seed and respecting the higher seed, we'll put Nashville through, but I'm just going to put it out there. I would not be surprised if Orlando goes through. And let me say this, I would not be surprised if Orlando beats Philly if they get through also, but we'll say that Philly and Nashville get through. And who are you picking out of Philly and Nashville?
See, this is tough. Philly, Nashville. Philly's had such a strong finish to the year, and that's what it's all about, is getting into form right at the right time at the end of the year, going into playoffs. And Philly's done that. I said my dark horse is Nashville, but I mean, they just have such a hard road. After tonight, I don't think they'll play at home again. So it's going to be tough going to Philly and then possibly going to New England, because we picked New England. So, but I'm going to have to go with Nashville against Philly. I just think their defense is too strong. They have like 14 ties this year, a ton of clean sheets. I mean, I just think they're really tough to get by, and you have guys up top creating. So I just think Nashville's a really solid team, and they're hitting stride as well. But that's going to be a really good game in my eyes. I think that's going to be one of the best games we see this whole playoffs.
I agree. I think Nashville gets through. I don't know what it is about Philly. I like Philly. They have experience in the playoffs. Shout out Brendan Aaronson. Shout out his brother. They scraped by on, in my opinion, not a so solid New York Red Bull side. They scraped by at home. Obviously, great atmosphere, great goal in the literal last second of the game. Obviously, that's the heart of the playoffs, you know, just scraping by, even if it's not a great game. I don't know if it'll work out for them against a solid defense like Nashville. So
shout out our boy Mark McKenzie on Philadelphia, but we're going with Nashville, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's why he's not – Brendan and Mark aren't there. So if they were there, it might be a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, it'd be different for sure.
We got to go with our boy Walker Zim. So Walker Zim through versus New England, the top seed, conference finals. So this is where we determine our MLS. So we got Portland, MLS Cup. We got Portland on the West. Who's our East candidate? Who's the Chum Chats East candidate? We going with New England or Nashville?
Yeah, this is tough. As I said, my dark horse is Nashville. So I'm going to pick Nashville.
You're picking Nashville.
That's such a – Yeah, that's just such a tough atmosphere to play in New England
at Gillette Stadium. I don't know if Nashville can't be too used to the cold. I mean, it does get cold there, but I'm not sure if it gets as cold as up in Boston. Boston cold is different. I don't know.
They both have such talented players, man. They both have a candidate for MLS All-Star or MVP. But man, Nashville to me is just such a strong team this year.
Well, rock, paper, scissors for this one, because my pick is New England. All right.
All right, we'll go.
On shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. There's a little bit of lag there. Okay. Ready?
I had scissors. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You're hella late. What are you doing?
I had paper.
I had paper too.
Okay. I'm on signal, so I'm not cheating for real, for real.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right.
Okay. We're going New England.
New England's through. Okay, so my thing is, I think, obviously, it doesn't always work out this way, as we saw my brother, shout out Jogo, but it's a different kind of hunger when Tajon, for example, knows it's his last game. I think he's just coming different. You know, players like that are just coming different. So, New England, Portland in the final, 1 seed versus the 4 seed. And obviously, New England would get the home field advantage there. So, what are we thinking? Who is our MLS Cup champion?
Yeah, that's so tough. That's such a tough matchup. Because everything is different when it's a final. You know, it's not a normal game. It's not pretty soccer. It's such a different feeling. You know, it's not a everyday game. So anything can happen. It's whoever shows up on the day. Man, I got to go with New England on this one. I think it's very tough to win the Supporters Shield and the MLS Cup. But I think if they do get to the final versus Portland, I think New England wins that game for me.
I agree. New England is Chump Chat's 2021 MLS Cup champions. And I'm actually feeling pretty comfortable with that pick. Hopefully they don't let us down. But I think Anthony will edit in all our picks there. And I think that is a very solid bracket. So if you guys want to put in your bets, make sure to follow this kind of. I think we have some experience, some good research that we did. Obviously, we're very in tune with the MLS and how it goes. And Justin will also put together his picks, but I'm feeling pretty good about this. How are you feeling, Sam?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, but this is not financial advice to anyone out there listening. So don't put
your
life
savings on this.
Yes.
Don't put your life savings on the Revolution.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else, Dan? I think we can go ahead and start outroing this out. I don't know if you have anything else for the fans here.
Oh yeah, I think everybody's excited for the MLS playoffs. It's a great time for the country to get involved in a big tournament in soccer. So I'm excited to see where that goes. We got a lot of friends playing in the tournament. So, you know, I'll be watching as Johan will. So make sure you show support and keep supporting us. You know, we love making the podcast. We're growing every day. We're making the podcast better for y'all. So, you know, we're just trying to do our best. We enjoy doing it. We love what we do. And you know, we're looking forward to a lot of great podcasts with a lot of great guests. So, man, we thank y'all for everything, for listening, liking, and subscribing. You know, it really means a lot to us.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. Like Tan said, we appreciate you guys so much. We're actually, I think, 2 subscribers away from 400 subscribers on YouTube, which is huge. A couple followers away from 600 followers on Instagram, which is also huge. So keep hitting that follow button, keep hitting that subscribe button, because I promise you some fire giveaways are coming very soon. Some lucky subscribers, lucky followers. Me and Tan have been talking about it, and you guys are going to want to tune into this. So make sure you are following, subscribing, sharing with your friends, because the chances of you winning these giveaways will be higher. And before we just sign off, man, very grateful for you guys. This episode was presented by BT Online. Make sure y'all go and use our code BELIEVE if y'all want a 50% off welcome bonus. If you made it this far, we're extremely grateful for you. Thank you so much. Make sure to always subscribe, share, go follow us on IG. Obviously, they've been popped up there with the overlay that Anthony puts up. Twitter as well. We're always active on there. And always go show love. Always go find your own success. Until next time. Deuces.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.